I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, July 27th. The repaving of C Street in Quincy begins today. Crews will be repaving C Street between Homer Road and Palmer Street all this week after spending the past 2 weeks preparing the area for the work. The work takes place weekdays from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m., with at least two lanes opened exiting the peninsula until 9 a.m. Next week, the new pavement will be marked, and the remainder of the project from Samoset Avenue to Homer Road will be completed in the fall. Well, a man is facing multiple criminal charges after police say he fired a gun during a road rage confrontation in the parking lot of the Hingham Public Library last Thursday. 60-year-old Stephen Lysons of Hingham was arraigned Friday from his hospital bed on charges of assault to murder, two counts of assault and battery with a firearm, and other firearms violations. Officers responded to the library on Levitt Street Thursday afternoon for reports of gunfire following an apparent dispute between people in a car and a pickup truck. The truck left the scene before officers arrived. The car remained in the parking lot. Investigators determined that a passenger in the car allegedly fired two shots during the confrontation, although no one was struck by the gunfire. The passenger suffered what authorities described as non-life-threatening injuries, a non-gunshot wound, and was taken to the hospital. Officers did recover a firearm at the scene and said the man holds a valid license to carry. The woman driving the car was not hurt. Police later made contact with the truck driver, who was also not harmed. Authorities said the incident began several miles away when the driver of the car allegedly threw a napkin out of a window. Police say the truck driver followed the vehicle until both pulled into the library parking lot. Investigators say the female driver of the car and the male driver of the truck got out of their vehicles and engaged in a heated verbal argument. As the truck driver was walking back toward his vehicle, the passenger in the car allegedly fired two shots from inside the car. Police arrested Lysons on Friday while he was being treated at South Shore Hospital. He'll be there pending an outcome of a dangerous hearing, which is set for this Wednesday. The incident remains under investigation. Well, a jury is now in place, and they will begin hearing evidence today in the trial of Lindsay Clancy, the Duxbury mother who's accused of killing her three children while undergoing medical treatment for psychiatric problems that developed after she gave birth. A total of 18 jurors, including six alternates, were chosen last week for the trial, including 12 women and six men. Clancy's trial, which could take several weeks, is expected to explore the complicated and rare phenomenon of postpartum psychosis, which afflicts a very small percentage of women who develop delusions and sometimes hallucinations after childbirth. Jurors will have to sort through competing narratives to answer, did Clancy know what she was doing was wrong, and could she stop herself? Clancy's lawyers and her ex-husband, Patrick Clancy, say she was not responsible for her actions. Defense attorney Kevin Reddington doesn't dispute that she killed the children, but says Clancy was suffering from severe postpartum psychosis and tried to get help for months. She's now paralyzed from the waist down. Reddington has called the whole case an extreme tragedy. Prosecutors, however, say the killings were intentional and well-planned, not the work of someone who had lost control. After opening statements today, the first witness the jurors are expected to hear from is Patrick Clancy. His 911 call could be played in court after he takes the stand. Opening statements start at 9 o'clock this morning in Plymouth Superior Court. The trial could take up to 8 weeks. State Department of Transportation held a meeting last week on Cape Cod to share more about the proposed replacement of the Sagamore Bridge, including the latest design plans, expected impacts, detours, and traffic management during construction, and the next steps. State officials also released the latest renderings of the Sagamore project during a public hearing at Bourne High School. The focus was on the Sagamore. However, MassDOT's also expected to provide a brief update on the Bourne Bridge project, which the state has not yet secured funding for. For now, MassDOT plans to replace the Sagamore Bridge, build new connections to the local and regional roadway network, and improve bicycle and pedestrian travel within the Cape Cod Canal area. The $2.1 billion span will be both wider and longer than the 91-year-old bridge now connecting Cape Cod to the mainland is, according to the Boston Globe. The renderings shared last week offer a closer look at the two 12-foot travel lanes that will go both directions, plus an additional lane on each side for entering and exiting vehicles and an expanded shoulder. The bridge will also include a barrier-protected pathway for pedestrians and cyclists that will be 14 feet wide at its narrowest point, with a bench in the middle looking west. Currently, both the Sagamore and Bourne bridges have just 10-foot-wide travel lanes, no median, no shoulder to accommodate broken-down cars, and only a single 5-foot-wide sidewalk. Well, the American Red Cross has declared a second blood crisis this year, only the second time that's happened since the agency was founded in 1881. Earlier this morning, the Red Cross said that its blood supply is at a 4-year summer low, and the need for especially the universal type O positive blood is dire, now down to a 1-day supply. The emergency declaration for blood was made earlier this month. Blood donors who give in July will receive a $15 Fandango movie ticket. Those who donate blood in August will receive a $20 Amazon gift card. There is an American Red Cross blood drive in Quincy today from 1 to 6:30 at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street. You can book an appointment by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visiting redcrossblood.org. Well, day two of Patriots training camp had an impact both on and off the field in Foxborough. Yesterday, after practice, the team held its annual bicycle giveaway for some young Patriots fans. The event was put on by the New England Patriots Foundation and Good Sports to promote physical activity to local youth experiencing housing insecurity and to encourage healthy habits. A total of 40 kids from Father Bill's in Main Spring, the Quincy organization that helps families in need, received brand new bicycles. Even better, the bikes were delivered by Patriots players who rolled them onto the practice field. Patriots opened training camp on Saturday, and we'll be back at Gillette Stadium for a walkthrough practice today. A check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 235 points. The NASDAQ dropped 161, and the S&P rose 3. Stocks mostly higher in Asia. The dollar was down. The euro rose, and oil at over $87 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 6-1. They are off to the West Coast for a series with the Oakland A's beginning tonight at 9:40. The National Weather Service forecast for today, partly cloudy, high of 82 degrees. Cloudy tonight, low 64. Showers around tomorrow at a high near 80. Looks like a windy, rainy day here on Wednesday, the high of only 70. And lingering showers on Thursday, high 74. The marine forecast calls for 1-foot waves. Light northerly winds become easterly, the high tide 10:53 a.m. Sunrise 5:32 sets at 8:08. A traffic note for River Bridge scheduled to open Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, July 27th.